Mini episode 258 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by DOU Productions, delivering coverage of sports and pop culture through columns, live blogs, and original videos. Follow them on the web at generationchatter.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Okay, everyone, welcome to another great mini-episode of the FDH Lounge. Rick Morris here with Jake Digman. A rare treat, a rare pleasure. We haven't gotten to do this in quite some time with our good friend, the longtime MMA ring announcer, now moving in and doing some other things here as well, and that's what we're here to talk to him about today, his forays into the world of big-time music. Jake, a pleasure to be sitting here with you again, my friend. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome. I got a little bit of an ear infection going on, but other than that, I'm doing really, really good. It's good to be here with you. It's been a long time coming since doing this.
It has been, yeah. And again, long time no see personally. I know since last August, I believe it was, you went out to the coast there, out to work in the entertainment business out in Hollywood, and you have ended up in a situation now where you are doing some promotional work for this great new EDM band called Chaos, for their record Massive Dex, for their record label, I should say. Why don't you talk about how this happened, how you got into the situation with these fellows? It's a unique and fascinating story. Love to hear it from your perspective.
Well, last September, I moved out to Los Angeles, was kind of frustrated in Ohio, I guess you could say that, and just wanted to, I've always been a big, avid risk taker, that once things get a little stale, you know, I got to spice things up, change things up a bit. So a friend of mine from the broadcasting school that I went to many eons ago was living out in Los Angeles, and he kept telling me, like, hey, you should come out here. We got some things going on. So I took the risk, went out there, made some friends, did some networking, ended up meeting my buddy John, who is the head of Calm Chaos, Slinger, and he told me about this project and the idea that they had coming up and started teaching me about EDM. And I listened to EDM back in the day about 10 years ago. I had friends of mine that had would do little DJ things around town and whatnot. It was one of those things that was always in the back of my mind, but I was so focused on MMA and my career and everything else that it's just one of those things, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And then it came up and I had an opportunity and a chance to come on board and join the team as far as promotions go and marketing and events and stuff like that, and we all know that's one of my passions, and I'm just excited and happy to have the opportunity to be a part of a really awesome crew that has been brought together and that is looking to do some big things out in Hollywood and eventually going to be branching out here very, very soon to take this thing global.
It's an unbelievable story. I've been following it through the social media, like a lot of other people, Facebook and Twitter, through their other web presences, and it's just really been a story of a band that's just kind of hit and really is turning some heads. And I can kind of understand why, from my own perspective on this, that, again, I'm not a huge guy on the EDM genre. I'm more of like a rock guy, whatever. But I'm listening to it, and I like it. I really like what they're doing. And, I mean, I don't know if it's enough to turn me, you know, on the genre itself, but it shows that it's breaking outside of that genre's following what they're doing here. That seems to me it might be key to what's happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Slinger is a very avid classic rock fan. I always tell people, think of Gordon Gekko meets Jim Morrison. It's the best way to describe him.
Okay.
And Modo brings in the house music presence, and it just blends together. The name fits perfectly, Calm Chaos. It's like it's the beautiful oxymoron that it is, and it's all about like spirituality and love and the passion for the music and what you put into it, and that's what it's all about.
And ultimately, again, the promotions that they've been doing online to try to get people to listen to the music, I think SoundCloud is one of the places it's been available, right?
Yeah, you can check out the tracks on SoundCloud.com/CalmChaos or also on Mixcloud. We had were involved with the Insomniac's Discovery Project, was involved with the James Egbert's Back to New track they had, and there was a contest. Everybody entered into it, and you had 7 days to remix remix his track, and that got over, I believe, 50-some thousand views in a week when it was up there. Our Twitter page has been blowing up. I like twitter.com/calmchaos. Make sure you check that out. And it's just one of those things where it feels like the stars are aligning with all the people that are involved in this project, and it's a lot of people that have the drive and the desire to succeed, and that's and we're brought together by the fact that we all have that common goal in mind, and we all have the love, the passion for the brand.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you've always been one of the guys working hardest, chasing it, just pretty much out of any of us in the dignitaries, and previously to that, those of us that were working together at the Sports Talk Network and getting to be friends there. I mean, it's always
the network.
You've always been a guy. The network, yeah. You've always been a guy that's been working hard, chasing it, hustling. And
by the way, nobody ever answered this question. Who is Mike James anyway?
He's a guy that got reamed out by Bruce Drennan back in the day, as long as we're telling stories.
And he also had an $80 pizza tab that I had to hear about.
$80 pizza tab?
Yeah. I might have to have that story off the air.
We might have to. This must be a place that puts caviar on pizza, because other than that, I don't know how you get the 80 bones.
A lot of belly busters.
Yeah. And a lot of people back there that used to eat the belly busters, no question about that. This has always been in your blood, you know, working hard, chasing it. I know that. And to have fallen in with these guys who have the same kind of drive and determination and passion for what they do, it's a very interesting story. And that essentially this massive Dex label, if I understand it correctly, has more or less sprouted up first to support Calm Chaos and then eventually some other projects as well, correct?
Well, Emoto has been involved in the music business for the past, I look directly at the quote so he doesn't call me as soon as he hears this and yells at me. I know he's been down in L.A. for over 6 years. He's been involved for the last like 15, 20 years in this.
Okay.
It's been his life. And he is one of those people that brings the same thing that all of us bring to the table. And there's other projects that he is involved in as well that we thought to ourselves, you know, instead of competing against each other, why don't we just bring everything together into one fold? And that's basically what has happened with this. So Calm Chaos is under the label of Massive Dex, but we're also branching out with Massive Dex into massive merchandising. And it's going to go well beyond just the music business. It's going to all-encompassing business as a whole. Is the plan with this, is to put on the events themselves to bring something new to the table.
Excellent. And obviously, a band like this that has the kind of capital behind it to make these things happen, that is a great indicator of success as well. By the way, and for anybody who's looking to go check this stuff out, let's just lay it out here. Calm Chaos, when you're looking for this on the old interwebs, Twitter, whatever, KALMKAOZ would be your spelling on that.
That is correct.
Yes. Wanted to make sure we didn't have anybody, you know, CALMCHAOS. Why am I not getting anything here? We wanted to make sure there was none of that going
on. Does Grover listen to your radio show?
That's just my generic, confused guy voice.
Grover?
Yeah.
I thought Grover always seemed pretty content there. I thought he was in this right frame of mind.
I think
Cookie Monster, maybe.
I've had my best friend inform me that that's actually similar to a voice that Glenn Beck used to use at one point in time.
Really?
Yeah.
I just had a 2-hour conversation about him a couple weeks ago.
Well, despite being told that, I am still using the voice, as it were. But, yeah, so I wanted to make sure, again, people know where to go on this, KALMKAOZ. And certainly if you Google it, you'll find some things coming up on there as well. And, again, what are some of the projects going forward here, Jake? I know that they're doing a little bit of touring. It's got to be on the horizon here at some point, but what are some of the things being done to carry out the message even beyond this incredible social following that's come up so far?
Well, the things that I know I can talk about right now, I actually just got a message from the honchos out in Hollywood.
Okay.
And one of the things, a couple weeks ago, it's available right now. There was an interview done on itvnw.com, and they had a great interview with Calm Chaos. Just if you just Google Calm Chaos, KALMKAOZ, and then itvnw.com, they had a great sit-down interview with Slinger and with Philby that can talk a lot more about what exactly is Calm Chaos. I recommend those two guys, they are Calm Chaos, and they can explain it a lot better than I can. And I highly recommend everybody to check that out. That is itvnw.com, and it's a great sit-down interview done via Skype with the two gentlemen, with Philby and with Slinger, so make sure you check that out. And also, we get a lot of love from various DJ magazine outlets, and it's kind of interesting. When I got into this, it was very similar to the way when I got into MMA. Mm-hmm. Like, I learned real quick about, like, what all the different MMA websites were, and you catch yourself up on the product real fast. And I've spent several months doing research on so many different DJ sites that are out there that cover this genre and how many people are involved in it, how huge it's become. And it's really cool that we've gotten love from places like iVoice, which is one of the premier EDM magazines down in Ibiza. We got various other different DJ news sites have had stuff up there. It's really cool when you get like the support of sites like Beatport that have liked our photos and stuff like that through Instagram. And also we got some stuff that's coming up this summer. The Calm Chaos looks to be heading to the Ultra Music Festival, so that's going to be pretty exciting. Yeah, it actually was tweeted out today that looking forward to heading down to Miami for that. And some new tracks are going to be coming out this summer that's going to blow things up even more than what already has. And to check out all the music, like I said, make sure you head on over to soundcloud.com/calmchaos, and also make sure that you follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/calmchaos, and to keep up to date with, you never know what's going to happen next with Massive Dex. Ladies love Massive Dex.
Yeah, they do indeed.
twitter.com/massive dex. Make sure you follow them as well.
Absolutely. I've already got the FDH Lounge following both of them on there. I want to keep up with everything that's happening. And this other thing is probably something you can't talk about yet, but just as a tease for something that's likely to be coming at some point. I saw at one point on Facebook, you and a bunch of other people were tagged, I believe, by one of the guys from Calm Chaos, telling you to have your passports ready at some point. So you must have something big coming.
You know, I've never had a passport, but something tells me I should probably get one.
Yeah, that's where this thing's going, Jennings. You're going to need this thing at some point.
You know, that's always been the goal and dream in life with everything of, like, mm-hmm. pushing hard and pushing forward and everything that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any crazy, insane goals that I want to, like, own the world. I just want to clear up my debt and have fun along the way.
Well,
let me pay off those student loans. I don't ask for much.
Well, you are well on your way. I know it's been an interesting experience out there in SoCal, and certainly, again, all of us back here in Ohio, the dignitaries that are here for the FDH Lounge and any of your old cohorts from the network, obviously very much respecting that you took the plunge, went out there, did it. It's great to see it paying off for you, and again, with great things apparently on the horizon for this band and this label. This has to be really the epitome of the kind of experience you were looking for when you went out there in the first place.
I've been blessed and fortunate that I always find myself in situations where I surround myself with really good people, and I firmly believe that you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And yes, there have been times when we all fall into the crutch where, you know, you end up being drugged down, but luckily I've been blessed to have people in my life like yourself, Rick, like the dignitaries, like everybody from Calm Chaos out in Los Angeles, that it just seems to be a blessing of mine that no matter where I go, I can find the right amount of people that I can be, the right people to be surrounded with that will motivate you to be better than who you are. You always want to be with those people that they want to bring out more and more in you, whether it was in MMA, whether it was in politics, in music, in anything that I've done. I've been blessed to be surrounded by people that are like that. And this is just another step on the journey of what's taking place. And it's funny talking about that. It's kind of a way that Calm Chaos got formed is Slinger was, it's mentioned in our press release, one night we're all hanging out and Slinger was throwing down some tracks and kind of got called out back and forth between him and Philby. And then next thing you know, it's 12 hours later and they're still spinning tracks strong. And you can read all about the story and how Calm Chaos came to be at calmchaos.com. It has all of the information that is available through our press release that has also have been introduced on, that has been spread around by various different media sources that picked up on the story, which is, you know, what they always say, it's always good to have good press.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely want that. And yeah, amen to all of your sentiments about all of that, Jake. I certainly subscribe to that as well. And for me, you, and for anybody else that's a part of this great 21st Century Media Alliance, that's what it's all about. Everybody banding together for mutual success, mutual promotion, And again, everybody is looking at what you got going on here with a great amount of interest. It looks like a fascinating type story. And I am figuring at some point, hopefully in 2013, to go hit the coast myself. So I'm looking forward to maybe checking out a show when I'm out there and seeing what they got going on. So what have we not hit yet about this whole story that we need to?
Well, like I said before, just make sure you check out the website, calmchaos.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/calmchaos, and it's kind of fascinating. This is what happened when this is what happens when an investment banker from New York, a Canadian DJ, an MMA ring announcer, and just one crazy wild dude named Kyle get together. Good things happen.
Yeah, yeah. It's like I said, I'm following it on social media, and again,
I love social media, by the way, and a big shout out to everybody who's followed Calm Chaos and follows the FDH Lounge and all the projects that all the dignitaries are involved in. It's just amazing that how much social media has really revolutionized the way we live, both good and bad.
Exactly. And I have to say, too, and as somebody who has been so fortunate from the work of one of my partners at FDH, Jason Jones, with all of his artwork and the signature kind of look and feel to all of our logos and everything like that, I would be remiss if I didn't say on Calm Chaos, the artwork, the imagery of this group. I mean, there are pictures where there are the literal representation of the two guys, but some of the other artwork as well with the sort of figurative representation of them is really incredible. Kudos to whoever was putting that together.
Yeah, we got a lot of people have come together to be a part of Calm Chaos, and big thank you to the artwork team that did design that. I like those two guys. It gives it a distinct identity.
It does,
to it, I believe.
It does. To have those characters that represent those two guys, it truly is incredible. It's amazing, too. I mean, how quickly all of this has come together and the way that this has really kind of exploded and really gotten traction. It looks like 2013 is just going to be huge for the band, and just looking forward to seeing how it all flows from here, Jake.
Yeah, it's been an adventure, and it's an adventure that continues to happen. And, I mean, there's so many more layers to the Calm Chaos story. If you guys want to go to the website, calmchaos.com, you can read up all about it. You can figure out why would somebody leave a multi-billion-dollar takeover fund to pursue a dream in music. It's all in there. It's got the story of how Philby came down from Canada to pursue his dreams in Los Angeles, and kind of how everybody got brought together. So, yeah, definitely make sure you check it out at calmchaos.com, and also make sure you visit massivedex.com and follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/calmchaos. And if you feel froggy, you can follow me, twitter.com/Jake Digman.
Absolutely. People should do that. Again, Calm Chaos, KALMKAOZ. Check it out on there and see the story of it. And, yeah, it's just been amazing. I got a feeling here sitting here talking to you, Jake. This is going to be one of these time capsule kind of things here, one of these mini episodes where we look back subsequently, and it's going to be, oh, this is from the real early days of Calm Chaos when they were still working their way up the curve. This is going to be a very interesting thing to check out once the band has fully gotten the kind of traction we know they're going to get.
It is always fun when you have an opportunity and you can sit there and you can see pretty much that the rocket ship is loaded full of fuel and it's getting ready to take off, and you can identify that something is happening with that. And I, like I said before, I just feel blessed and fortunate enough to be able to work with such a great group of talented men and women that are a part of Calm Chaos. And my passion has always been developing a brand, building a brand, whether it is in, like I said before, whether it was in MMA, whether it was in wrestling, whether it was in films, to politics, to now music. I love to I just love the idea of brand development, building up a brand, and doing everything we can. I mean, heck, that's part of the reason why we know each other back in the days of the network and $80 pizza tabs.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna forget that.
No, and I certainly want to hear more about that once the mics are off. But again, I, like you, Jake, a man of infinitesimal interests, couldn't do this show if I wasn't. So, again, I can really relate to that and your adventurous sense here jumping into doing something like this. And, again, I knew that this would be tremendous talking to you here today. You're always going to get great storytelling from an Irishman, much less an Irishman who happens to be named Jake Digman. So, a true... yeah.
Oh, that's classic, fella.
Yeah, fella. Yeah, right after St. Patrick's Day, no less.
That was a fun weekend.
Yes.
Let's just say I brought a little L.A. flavor into Northeast Ohio, and It's a good St. Patrick's Day.
And I don't think that L.A. flavor tasted like corned beef for whatever reason.
I did have a really good corned beef sandwich at Annabelle's, though.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, I had that. And this is the best part about it, too, a free bacon. I had free bacon at 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
At the matinee. That was nice. Walking my buddy Micah. Shout out to Micah if you hear this.
Uh-huh.
Hooked us up, gave us a free buffet spread for breakfast, and my buddies in Calm Chaos will appreciate this. Yeah, you know the other thing I wanted to eat? The fruit. With all these eggs and pancakes, I ate fruit, but I had to eat the bacon because it's free bacon. And
free
who's
going
to turn down free bacon? I mean, really?
That would be.
Opened up Ray's, hung out with Ray. It was probably the most epic St. Patrick's Day I've had ever. And out there was just spreading love about Calm Chaos, having a good time amongst friends. And the key is electrolytes, my friend. Electrolytes. They are your best friend.
You know, and I identified a real gem there right at the end. That might be the greatest rhetorical question in life. Who's going to turn down free bacon?
Nobody. Nobody is going to turn down free
Nobody.
Bacon.
Not Jake Digman and not Rick Morris. A true pleasure to sit here and talk Calm Chaos today, Massive Decks, the projects that are lighting up L.A. right now. Been a pleasure talking about these things. Jake, whenever you're back in Ohio, and we can do this over the phone subsequently, of course, we'll do it again here, but a pleasure.
Wait, we can do this over the phone?
Yeah, amazingly, we can. Yeah, for whatever reason, we waited till you were back around here. We can do this on the phone as well.
Well, next time we do this, maybe we get Calm Chaos themselves on here for you.
Ooh. All right. There you go. We will hook it up. Calm Chaos probably next time we do this here with you, Jake. Thank you so much for sitting in here today on the FDH Lounge.
My pleasure, Rick. Thank you. Thank you.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.